Thursday evening saw the awarding of the first ever Czech Film Critics Awards at Prague's Arca Theatre. The awards are meant as a dignified alternative to the more commercial Czech Lions, which are given by the Czech TV and Film Academy. Jan Wellinger spoke to film critic Vojtěch Rinda, one of the people involved in the project, about the new awards, including how the initial idea for them came about.
The idea arose from frustration, I would say, because the main national awards in Czech Republic are so-called Czech Lions, and me and my colleague critics have had this impression for a long time that members of the Academy of Czech Lions only takes notice of larger movies with the big promotion, big PR, and they neglect to take notice of smaller, lesser-known movies. We thought it would be a good idea to have some sort of awards that would be able to show the people that those lesser movies exist too.
And that they're deserving of attention, of course.
Exactly.
How many critics took part in the selection process, and how many categories are there?
I think it was 46 critics, which was 85% of the whole body of critics that was established. And I believe there are 11 categories, because we didn't have a winner in the animated feature-length movie category this year, but we have this category as well. So hopefully next year there will be a movie winning in this category.
Would you say that films that eventually got nominated or that won last night, that they were edgier, that they were films that, for example, had gotten good reviews but had fallen the wayside?
Well, that's a little bit of an irony, because one of the examples of movies that were neglected by the Czech Lion Academy, the Academy of Film and TV, were films by Robert Sedláček. He has made 3 new movies so far, and usually the attendance isn't that big in cinemas, and they have never gotten any Czech Lion. And unfortunately, even though Sedláček's newest movie, which could be translated in English like The Greatest of Czechs, did have 6 nominations for Critics Awards, it only won one award for Best Actress. So it's an irony that even though we were thinking about Sedláček not getting proper attention, he didn't receive attention he deserved even at our own event.
In the end, who was last night's big winner?
The biggest winner was Radim Špaček's film Pouta. The English title is Walking Too Fast. It's a movie which takes place in the 80s in Czechoslovakia, and the main character is a member of Czechoslovak state police, and it is a person on the verge of nervous breakdown who kind of, well, he snaps and he turns his back against everyone, and he gets obsessed with a girlfriend of member of dissent who he's supposed to observe. So it's like a classical love triangle, but it takes place in one of the saddest times of Czechoslovak history.
And do you think that this marks a return for Radim Špaček? He was a sort of well-known film director from previous years when he finished film school, but then he sort of disappeared for a while.
He is a person and a filmmaker who always does his things in his own way, and it's a rare feat that he managed to get an award for the worst film of a year, a couple of years ago, for a film called Rapid Eye Movements, and now he's getting this Critics Award, and I'm pretty sure he will not go unnoticed at Czech Lions, so he kind of bounces in between walls. Yeah, he's a very idiosyncratic filmmaker.
Let me ask you this. Could you tell me a little bit about the atmosphere? The award ceremony was held at Arca Theater. What was that like last night?
I was very happy about the way it turned out, because I don't really appreciate the way Czech Lions are with all the big ceremonies and categories like the biggest or funniest film quote. Our awards and the evening ceremony was kind of calm and a distinguished way of celebrating last year's cinema.
Film critic Vojtěch Rinda speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Wellinger.